It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Gene Purcell in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out what lasting impact some military leaders have seen over the last several decades since the end of the draft.
First, if you haven't yet made plans for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, and you're looking to get out and have some fun, our next guest has some great suggestions.
From festivals where unusual objects are dropped to polar plunges, there are a lot of uniquely Wisconsin celebrations taking place around the state. Here with us now to talk about how to ring in 2015 in style here in Wisconsin is Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Rob, nice to be here. Hi, Gene. And I don't know if you'll be ringing it in with style, but it will definitely be memorable.
Well, the cliche, you go to Times Square, or more likely you watch it from the comfort of your own TV and watch the ball drop right at midnight. We find that boring. We've got some Wisconsin things we like to drop. What's going to go down on New Year's Eve?
Well, and I like how you say that. What's going to go down? There are two events that I have personally done, and I can testify to their weirdness and wonderfulness. And one of them is in Prairie du Chien, which is such a great community, you know, very historic St. Cyril Island in Villa Louis. But outside of the Villa Louis historic site on St. Cyril Island, at midnight every year, they do the New Year's Eve dropping of the carp. And it is a 30-pound frozen carp that every year they name Lucky. So it's like Lucky 1, Lucky 5, Lucky 7. I think this is Lucky 13. And it's funny because to choose the carp, carp are not attractive fish, but they actually have a carp pageant. And I feel bad because, you know, the carp that wins kind of has to die and be frozen. And they put a tiara on it and they put red lipstick on it. So about an hour before the carp drop, Lucky is got a spotlight on him and or her, and you have to kiss the carp for good luck. And sadly, I have kissed worse, and it wasn't bad, and it really did bring good luck. They say if you kiss it, it brings good luck. And once they drop the carp, this band called Dave and the Carpet plays, and everyone sings Old Anxine and God Bless America, and they pass out smoked carp. And they crown a new carp king and queen, and you dance, and they have bonfires, and it is a non-alcoholic New Year's Eve, and it is an absolute blast.
And you did say this was supposed to be memorable. Where's the part that's sort of unusual that we're going to remember?
Well, you know what? It's even memorable after it's over, because come springtime, where they host it by St. Cyril Island, they now have built a park called Lucky Park. So every carp is then buried in Lucky Park, so you can visit the grave site,
and the circle of life is complete.
Yeah, and as I understand it, we also like to drop cheese in Wisconsin. What's that all about? That makes some sense.
Yeah, it does make some sense. But again, I love our state with our sense of humor. So if you're looking for something to do, go to the charming community of Plymouth, you know, in Sheboygan County. It's just a lovely place to go. But across from the Plymouth Arts Center, they drop a big wedge of Sartori cheese. And of course, Sartori is one of the best cheese companies in the world. And, you know, and that's not hype or hyperbole. It's a fact. They've been around for 75 years. They have so many national and international award-winning cheeses. So they got creative and they're like, let's celebrate cheese. And so they have this huge fire truck that goes up stories and stories with its ladder. And at midnight, they drop a wedge of Sartori cheese that's massive. And they put all of these lights around it. And there's kind of a party in the street. And people are going crazy cheering on the cheese.
Well, apart from the dropping of things, I gather I don't really associate fireworks with New Year's Eve. I'm wrong, I guess. We've got some good fireworks displays on New Year's Eve in Wisconsin. Where do we go?
Yeah, you know what? It's a really wonderful event in La Crosse every year. In fact, it's been going on for 85 years, and it became so popular that this group developed called the Skyrockers. And it's really neat because they do two fireworks displays, and they do one at 6 p.m., and really it's so little kids can enjoy the fireworks. And then they do one, of course, New Year's Eve at midnight. And it's great because it's from atop Granddad Bluff. And if you haven't seen Granddad Bluff since all the renovations, it's, you know, a gorgeous spot to look down over at La Crosse and the valley and the Mississippi. And what's neat is these fireworks, you'll see the reflection along the Mississippi River. So it's very quiet. It's very dark. And, you know, there is something about fireworks in the winter that are just gorgeous. I think it's prettier than even in the summer. And so it's just one of those, again, family-friendly things to do, 6 o'clock and midnight, in an unusual and healthy way to ring in the new year.
And Stephanie, I'm from La Crosse, so I can testify to that. And two things that people should know, that if you're looking for a warm place for the 6 o'clock show, there's a little tavern right at the foot of the bluff where you can watch it there. And if you don't want to go outside, you can watch it on television at midnight. So there you go.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I know the tavern you're talking about. It's on your way as you go up, and I can't think of the name right now.
It's the Bluffside.
That's it. That's a great place.
Well, mosquito-free fireworks sound good to me. July 4th is always a little daunting because you get eaten alive.
They're pretty tough in La Crosse. They could be
out. They could be out on December 31st. Well, say, you know, big New Year's resolution, getting out, being more active. What are some of the things happening on New Year's Day for people who want to get out, get a little exercise?
Okay, well, let's just say it. I mean, God bless all of you folks listening that are polar bear plunges or swimmers. You're nuts. I don't get it. Never done it. I've been dared to do it. If I do it, I'm going to wear full scuba gear. So Wisconsin is famous for our polar bear, you know, swims and plunges. And an interesting fact is a polar plunge is where you jump in a hole cut in the ice of an inland lake and jump out. And a polar swim is where you run into the water. It's usually Lake Michigan because it doesn't freeze over the way that Lake Superior does along the shoreline. So Sheboygan, in fact, this would be a good trip. You do the dropping of the cheese tomorrow night in Plymouth, spend the night, and then the next morning do the polar bear swim in Sheboygan. So they have about 1,000 residents and visitors that jump into Lake Michigan. It's called the place called Dave's Who's In. And, you know, these people are wearing swimsuits. And they have a brat fry outside. They have refreshments throughout the day, live music. So that's kind of a way to get active on the first day of the new year. St. Germain is doing a couple of them. One is on New Year's Day, and another is a couple days later on January 3rd. And both benefit cancer foundations. So the first one is at a bar called Fibbers, which is a pretty famous place in St. Germain. It's a local resort, restaurant, and bar. And so you jump into the lake to raise money for the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. And the other one is for Angel on My Shoulder. And that actually is next to, not far from St. Germain, in the town of Three Lakes. And so, of course, that's the world's longest and largest inland chain of lakes that you'll be jumping into. And that money helps those affected or by cancer or afflicted with it. So two for a great cause.
Now, for those people who might choose not to jump into water on New Year's, a couple of things going on in Milwaukee, too. One on New Year's Eve and then another on New Year's Day.
Yeah, Milwaukee is awesome. They have the Cool Kite Festival and a polar bear plunge. So both are on Milwaukee's lakefront. And for 28 years, an event called Cool Kite has been going on at Veterans Park, which is such a pretty park. So it's free. And you can bring your own kite or you can purchase one at a place called Gift of Wings Kite Store. So they have professionals there that fly these massive kites over Lake Michigan. It's so cool to see. And some of the stuff you'll wonder, how does it fly? And if there's enough ice, they'll have ice carving artists that give lessons. So we'll have to see about that. They have free hot chocolate, free coffee and snacks. So Cool Kite runs from 11 to 5 p.m., and at noon at Bradford Beach, one of our more famous beaches, they do the polar plunge. And you can, you know, swim, and I just, again, think these people are nuts.
Just can't escape it, can you?
So
no,
somebody,
you can't.
If somebody tells you to go fly a kite and go jump in a lake, you can
right
knock
there.
Both of those off right there
in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. One last thing. I guess there's a vintage snowmobile show that we can catch around the new year.
Well, you know, I don't know about the new year. You're going to have to tell me about that one because there's one in a couple weeks that always happens the week before the World Championship Snowmobile Derby, which is usually the second or third weekend in January. And so they do vintage snowmobile races and a show. And it's actually becoming almost as popular as the World Championship Snowmobile Derby, which is saying a lot because 30,000 people attend that event.
So you can thaw off from that polar plunge and then check out the snowmobiles. Great. Well, Stephanie, thanks for all the great tips, and thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Thank you.
And to you as well. That's Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism.